Blog Talk Radio.
Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain.
Good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and welcome to Christian Talk Radio here at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Malik Shanai, to welcome you to my show tonight. This is our Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. Also, I'd like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website, where you can download some of the Bible studies that I've done in the past. It's been a while now since I've been on Christian Talk Radio, especially on Blog Talk Radio. I took a little break from it because we all need a break sometimes. So it's been a couple of months that you all have heard me on the radio. Now, I will be getting back on to www.christiantalkradio.website real soon. But right now, I'm going back to Blog Talk, and this is where I started it all, right here on Blog Talk Radio about 8 years ago. And I thank Blog Talk that they gave me the ability in order to learn radio. And I think they do that for a lot of folks out there that are starting in radio and that don't really know anything about it. So I thank them for allowing me to give me that start about 8 years ago. And I have my own radio station since then. Right now, I'm in the process of upgrading my radio station, so I got started on hearing on the radio. Anyway, I hope everyone is having a wonderful day today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will, we should, we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I don't watch the news much, because every time I turn on the news, I hear something, you know, either negative or it's not you know, good for me to hear it at the moment, but I was listening to the news yesterday, and breaking news came on, and of course, breaking news came on, what's going on, and so breaking news about Clint dying. And at that point, I realized that, you know, I remember where I was when I got the news about Michael Jackson dying. I remember that day. I remember where I was. I remember where I was that day when I heard about Whitney Houston dying, because these entertainers were more than just regular entertainers. They were the best at what they did. They were the best at their craft. You know, they were icons in the industry. I know someone put a picture of Michael Jackson, they put a picture of Whitney Houston and a picture of Prince. And, you know, I grew up in that era. I grew up with Prince. I grew up with Michael Jackson. I grew up with Prince. You know? We sort of grew up together, meaning that when I was in my 20s, they were in their 20s. I listened to that music, you know? And it's sort of like we grew up together. I think that's a lot of folks now, they grew up with them, you know, the children started listening. And so there's generations of people that listen to these icons in the industry. And so you miss them when they're gone, and I miss them when they're gone. Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, now Prince. And so I want to remind everybody, because I see a lot of things on Facebook, a lot of people talking about Prince on Facebook. And some people are saying some good things, and some people are saying some not so good things. But I want you to understand, you know, that I read in the Washington Post today, and you know, because some people say, well, he wasn't Christian because some of the music he played and some of the music he made was not, you know, was not conducive to what we call a Christian life. But let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. In 1 John 1 and 8, it says, if we say that we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us out of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So what does that mean, my brothers and my sisters? Say, what does that mean? It means that none of us cannot sin. The Bible says if you say that you have not sinned, that you are a liar. See? And the Bible also says that a liar cannot stand in front of God's sight. So you have to be very careful when you say, when you talk or speak on someone else or judge what someone else is doing. Yes, we can judge other Christians, that's right. But remember that God forbids. God forgives, and Father God has grace and mercy on all of us. See, when Jesus Christ came and he died and he arose from the dead and sitting on the right hand of his Father right now, he told us, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ died for all of us, for all of our sins. See, and so all of us are sinners, but because Jesus died for us, he became an appropriation for our sins, so we wouldn't have to die and go to hell. See? So, when you talk about someone not being a Christian, we have to really understand that you don't know whether Prince was a Christian or not. The only reason I know that he was is because I read before I speak. In the Washington Post today, it had a very big caption. It said, Raunchy Prince was actually a conservative Christian. It said in the Washington Post, it was written by a writer, her name's Michelle Borstin, and it's in the Washington Post. And it says, Raunchy Prince was actually a conservative Christian who reportedly opposed gay marriage. That's her caption. That's what she says in the Washington Post. That's April the 22nd at 10 a.m. this morning when she wrote it. She says, with the death Thursday of Rogers Nelson, you may see a strange mix on your Facebook feed of sex and religion. That's because perhaps one of the raunchiest, steamiest pop culture figures in the past quarter century was a conservative Christian. Religious and spiritual themes ran through a huge amount of his work, including this tiny sampling of his lyrics. Quote, Prince's lyric, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. He intoned pastor-like in Let's Go Crazy. If God one day, another quote from his lyrics, God one day struck me blind, your beauty I'll still see, adore. Another lyric, quote, we all have problems, some are big, some are small. Soon, all of our problems, y'all, will be taken by the cross. The cross, one of Prince. Prince even appeared on a lot of playlists created for the U.S. visits of Pope Benedict, 2008, and Pope Francis, 2015. Yes, playlists for Pope trips exist. That's because of his classic, The Pope, which included this line, quote from his lips. Now, you can be the president. I'd rather be the pope. You can be the side effect. I'd rather be the dope than a few unpublishable words, in parentheses. Yet his faith was complex. Prince was raised a Seventh-day Adventist and later became a Jehovah's Witness. Two faith communities who have in different ways been rejected at times as Christian and seen by mainstream Protestantism as cult. However, his beliefs and spirituality were his own, rooted in what his biographer Sewell called my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as well fascination with the afterlife and Judeo-Christian scripture, which he was constantly quoting. The story of his conversion to Jehovah's Witness became public in a rather remarkable way. The Guardian wrote it in 2004. A newspaper in his hometown reported how a married couple had answered their door to find Prince offering a copy of the Watchtower. Well, they were Orthodox Jews, and it was Jean Kapar. They were also Prince fans. They welcomed him into the house. My colleague Justin Moore wrote about Prince last year when his Purple Knits announced he'd play in Baltimore to honor Freddie Gray. Here's more on Prince's faith and how the singer apparently intended his intense body expressions of sexuality to be linked to the worship of God. This excerpt begins with Prince talking in 2009 with Tavis Smiley and explaining why he, Prince, didn't vote for Obama, the first black president. I quote, this is from excerpt Prince talks in 2009 with Tavis Smiley. The reason why is that I'm one of the Jehovah Witnesses, Prince said, and we never voted. That's not to say I don't. President Obama is a very smart individual, and he seems like he means well. Prophecy is what we all have to go by now. Indeed, the Prince is famous for running around naked in purple bathrooms and writing songs with titles like Sex, EMF, Religion, Okay, Prophecy has guided much of his music. For every 50 song like Darling Nikki, it seems there's a track like, quote, The Cross. The Purple One's religiosity became even more apparent after he turned to Jesus in 2001. Quote, he said, I don't see it really as a conversion. More, you know, it's a realization. It's like Morpheus and Neo in The Matrix. Then there was the time Prince came out against gay marriage. In a New Yorker profile in 2008, he slighted Republicans and Democrats. Neither of them is getting it right, he said, but singled out same-sex marriage as part of the Democrats' notion that you can do whatever you want. Quote, God came to earth, which is one of Prince's quote again. God came to earth and saw people sticking it wherever and doing it with whatever. And he just cleared it all out. He told the magazine, he was like, enough. Judy Hilton later quoted a Prince source as denying the New Yorker depiction of the interview. If the idea seems bonkers that the man who streaked with unbridled sexual energy and the intro of When Doves Cry is actually proved, well, maybe it's not. Prince intended sexuality to be linked to the worship of God, and he filled his music with classic Christian messages. The author Tora wrote in 2013 in I Would Die for You, why Prince became an icon, meaning Prince was sexual, but also very conservative. He said that he asked the writer of this article said that he asked readers, frustrated in their favorite religion. dating this coach was more if you email me. Here's how I was one of the lyrics. It says, from God, quote, in the beginning there was God. He made the earth and the heavens. He gave us light to rule the day and another light to rule the night. The Lord thy God he made. He made the seeds. He made the fruit upon the tree. When he saw that it was good, he made a man. He made a man. Only he could. God made you. God made me. He made us all. He made us all equally. That's the lyric, my brothers. And then the other lyric, once again, is from Controversy. It says, our Father, this is from 41, the lyric from Prince. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Controversy, 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 controversy. Love him. Love him, baby. And that's one of his other lyrics that he was speaking of Christ. Then from one of his other songs, the one sent in one of his lyrics, says, from the holy river, let's go down the holy river. If we drown, then we'll be delivered. And you can still see the picture upon the wall, one eye staring at nothing at all. Every breath you take will make you stronger, keeping you happy, happy. I'm proud to call his name. Go in and say it, Jesus, Jesus. Now, my brothers and my sisters. You have to be perfect with peace. You have to be, no one is without sin. Because he died for us. So you know better than me, and I know better than you. So be very careful when you do that. Be mindful of what that says on social media. Because if you don't know, and you haven't read upon it, that's why the Bible says, give it. Says to show yourself approved, and working with him, you would not be ashamed. For who writes the lies of glory to? I only write the lies of glory to the word of God. But it's right beside people. Because sometimes people take peace, take it as gone, and you don't even know. Well, I'll be back with you tomorrow. I know tomorrow's the weekend, but I'm going to be on his mom because I've not been with you for a while, so I've got a text enough to do. I mean, Bible study has been a blessing to you. Please share it with others. Read about it. Share on your Facebook page, your Twitter, your blog, whatever social media that you choose to use. It's all about the Father God. It's never about me. So have a blessed and wonderful rest of your evening.
We're not playing out here. It's for real. We living out here for life. We trying to get it. Ain't nobody finna take our life. I keep my young homies out here with these things. My big homies keep handling me. We gon' keep it cracking. My other name should have been Jesse Jazz, but I stayed with my cannon. I didn't have no choice. I was raised right around the corner from where we stand. Hollow points ended in all of that. I'm ready. We gang banging.
My cousin was a killer. He done put a lot of trigger feet and made a lot of models cry. If you ask him why he do it, he was damn young and foolish. Bang on you right before he let the bullets fly.
No sense of dignity, his daddy was a mystery. You'd probably end up dead or sitting in a penitentiary and tell the judge he can go to hell for the sentencing. It probably make no sense to you, but listen to the history. The new Jim Crow or the old one? People out here fighting for equality, and honestly, I think they owe some. Back and forth some. Cleaver got a message for the people. Bunch you with them, and they trying to stop the evil, and they clicked up with their fists up. The whole neighborhood feeling like they meant some. Then it was a mix up. Feds got them fixed up. End of the movement. Back to the bricks, bruh. And Raymond Washington about to start the Crips up. They're getting bigger every day and trying to fix up. They start Geronimo Pratt dodging bullets from attack. Guess they figure we don't really want it this much.
You know, originally the gangs were created to protect everybody in the community. There was lynching and bombing going on, and the gangs were there to protect. What people don't understand is a lot of the leaders died.
Medgar Evers
has been shot.
Bunchy Carter
has been shot.
Fred Hampton
has been shot.
MLK
has been shot in Memphis, Tennessee.
These youngsters didn't have any direction, no leaders to look up to, so they imploded
on
themselves.
They say Crip stands for community, revolutionary in a party service. Way before the genocide and the murders, a little less of integration was the verdict. When bombs may go off at the Sunday service, wow. They protecting their community, then it turned into diplomatic immunity. Then the fight against oppression was depressing. Now they keep on losing battles and they started losing unity. Now they beat each other blue black, force fed self hate till they juke crack. Got their own folks hiding on the rooftop. They ain't finna take no more, they finna shoot back. Bow. Now they blind like a family, they all blood. From the concrete jungle to the small hood, throwing signs up, now the crime's up. We was meant to kill oppression, now we loading eyes up. But never mind us, grind us. Factory to close, now a lot of people jobless. Now they got the drugs coming in from Nicaragua. Government to turn a blind eye, or they got it.
It was the perfect storm. I mean, we're talking post-segregation, and what are you going to do? The factories have closed, and no one's hiring anybody from the urban community because of what you look like. And now there's a war going on in Nicaragua, and drugs are being imported into your community. Are you going to sell drugs, or are you going to be homeless? Because the government's not paying attention.
Huh, man, you tell me. What's a reasonable man to say? There's a high school in Alabama named after Robert E. Lee, and it's 89% black. You don't see the irony? What it do to a psyche? It's simple, you don't like me. What I'm supposed to do now? Delusional, calling that system criminal justice, where the rich and the guilty are safer than the poor and the innocent. Why would we listen when American churches scuff their toms on our brothers' dead bodies as they march to stop gay marriage? Yo, we had issues with Planned Parenthood too. We just cared about black lives outside the wombs just as much as in. Young man gon' find purpose somehow. And the nation was at least around. And when his vice lords told him he was of royal descent, and that war on drugs felt much more like war on the poor, he figured, forget it. But won't you come stay a while? Tell us how the Son of Man walked on Egyptian and Eastern soil and wasn't just a Western continent.